We're running down the top artists on TikTok. We found out that Jenna Ortega had COVID when she filmed that viral scene. Paris Hilton and Selena Gomez are releasing new music, and Olly Murs has some interesting placement on the UK charts. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Tuesday, December 6th. We're rounding out the year, and TikTok has announced their top 10 artists of 2022 in the United States. And no surprise, we've had most of them in our studio.
It's about damn time. In a minute, I'ma need a sentimental man or woman to pump me up.
Lizzo clocked in at number one. The Hot 100 chart topper had everyone dancing to About Damn Time. At number two, the third most followed person on TikTok, Bella Poarch.
I saw a squirrel. He was doing like this.
So does it ever feel like a burden? You're like, I'm Bella Poarch. I gotta create all the time.
Well, I do take a break some days, but some days I'm just like, okay, I'm gonna record.
The top five also includes Bad Bunny, Charlie Puth, Doja Cat, and Selena Gomez. Our girl Nessa Barrett comes in at number seven.
Just because, you know, you have an audience and you have a big platform doesn't mean that you don't grow and change like everyone else, because that's a part of life.
Yeah.
And our boy Young Gravy is at number eight.
I didn't expect it to be that crazy. We flirted a little bit over the internet, and then I got invited to perform at the VMAs, needed a date. I hit up Martha Stewart, she couldn't make it. Sherry and I had been talking. I said, you know what, come be my date. We never met in person.
Billie Eilish pulls in at number nine, and you know I love me some Meghan Trainor, who's at number 10.
It's the best place to get a whole new audience, and now I'm obsessed with TikTok, and I'm obsessed with posting. I'm constantly like, what ideas can we do?
Wednesday has Lady Gaga's Bloody Mary stuck in our head. But apparently Jenna Ortega pushed through COVID to give us the iconic scene. After TikTok users linked a dance scene from Netflix's Wednesday to Lady Gaga's Born This Way track, Jenna Ortega has taken over the internet. But as fun as the shot looks, it wasn't easy to film. Jenna told NME Mag, it's crazy because it was my first day with COVID, so it was awful to film. They were giving me medicine between takes because we were waiting on the positive result. Wait, can you believe that? She added, I had the body aches, I felt like I'd been hit by a car, and that a little goblin had been let loose in my throat. Well, some fans are upset that filming was allowed to continue while she awaited a positive test, even attacking people for praising her for pushing through. Selena Gomez and Paris Hilton are teasing new music, and we've got some exclusive info for you.
My mind and me, we don't get along sometimes.
The single is out now.
Hey, does this mean there's gonna be more music?
Mm-hmm.
And
That's accurate.
There is gonna be more.
New Selena is coming. She told The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon that she will be following up My Mind and Me, and don't expect the same tone from the new music.
I'm so used to writing sad girl songs because I'm good at that, but
you are.
I'm ready to have some fun.
Also working on new music, Paris Hilton. According to E! News, she's been in the studio and will have a special announcement on New Year's Eve. Maybe it has something to do with what she said to me last week.
You're such an amazing artist. You have so many great friends. What do you think of Kim Petras? She's killing it right now.
I love Kim so much. We have a new song on her new album together.
Mm-hmm. Paris said her next release will be a very iconic song, and I can't wait. I'm ready for new Paris, Kim, and Selena. Can 2023 get here any sooner?
Even with backlash over controversial lyrics, Olly Murs is on track for a UK number one with Marry Me.
So quit acting like a fool, 'cause I hate you when you're drunk.
English pop singer Olly Murs' seventh studio album, Marry Me, leads the midweek chart and is headed to be his fifth UK number one. X Factor alum has brushed off backlash surrounding his song, I Hate You When You're Drunk, after fans felt his lyrics were cruel and misogynistic. Olly's fiance Amelia Tank responded to the controversy, saying the track is one of her favorites on the album. Elsewhere on the chart, Atlanta hip-hop producer Metro Boomin could score a career best with Heroes and Villains. And BTS star RM's solo debut Indigo could enter at the top 40 at the first attempt. All will be revealed when the official UK Albums Chart is published Friday.
That's gonna do it for today. Running it out for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.